The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
They told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. A little David Bowie and yes. Bing Crosby per request from Stephanie Dotson. She's here with us this morning from Emerald Coast Coins. So I asked her, I said, what, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I immediately said, the one with David Bowie and Bing Crosby, Peace on Earth.
Yes. And I said, why?
David Bowie.
David Bowie. That got us talking about, I have the old Bing Crosby album.
Yes.
The original with the little Santa hat and everything on it.
I really think, I don't know if mom still has it, but we had a lot of albums growing up. She worked in a store called Record Bar. So we're
dating. Yes. Oh my gosh.
And
I love
we
it.
Got all kinds of cool records and stuff growing up.
Very cool.
Yes.
Okay. So tis the season to go shopping right now.
I mean, you're running out of time.
I've
been talking about it for months now. Now you're like in the home stretch.
All right. So Emerald Coast Coins, tell me about the store. Maybe someone's listening this morning that's never been there.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about
it? So, well, I could tell you we have been around for 22 years. We're veteran owned. We have our own like building location that we got about 8 or 9 years ago now. We're our own brick and mortar. It's at 1811 Creighton Road. So, and we're just fun family. We like to have fun in that store. I have a lot of people that come in like, your vibe is just awesome. And I'm like, I super appreciate that because that's what we like strive to do is just be awesome.
Okay. So the name of the store is Emerald Coast Coins, but I don't want to make any assumptions about what you have there.
Yes.
So maybe talk about what you have that it's appealing, the different things that you do, the services you provide.
At the store, we have all different types of coins, even from around the world. That will be either silver or not silver, super collectible or, you know, just fun to collect because that's what people like to do. Like, mm-hmm. I have a lot of people who just like to look at the foreign coins and just get them. So we have a handful of metal detectors left. We're kind of working our way out of that area.
I'd imagine those are pretty popular around here.
They are very popular around here.
Especially because of our history here in Pensacola.
Yes.
And then the beaches, of course.
Definitely.
So that's an interesting
present. Yep, so we have
present.
A couple of those left. Silver Eagles, and I talked about this on my past shows too, like, you know, the 2024 Silver Eagles that a lot of people I say make great stocking stuffers, like, we're running low.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to get any more of them, you know. We might have, you know, 20 or so left, so.
Because like, there are folks that do that every year.
Every year.
It's a family tradition.
Yes.
So if you haven't gotten yours yet, they need to get in.
They need to get in and get it.
Okay. If you have a question for Stephanie about coins or some shopping ideas or what some of the other things that they offer at Emerald Coast Coins, text in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I should probably put that
okay,
out there.
Good. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, good. Are you open Christmas Eve?
We will be open Christmas Eve at least part of the day till usually we're open till about 2 or 3 depending, you know.
Okay, I'm asking that question for the people in my family who wait till the last minute. Yeah.
I know many of those
So the Silver Eagles, I know that's a popular what is yes. another popular coin or gift coin idea.
So I always push like the Morgan and Peace dollars again that goes
now
back
what is that
to, so they're a larger dollar. About the size of an Eisenhower dollar, for those of us who are old enough to know what the Eisenhower dollars
are. No, I know what that is.
Yep.
I have one of those.
They're that size. They're made of silver. They have a different, both of them are Lady Liberty, but she just looks different on each coin. I call it cowboy money. That's the easiest way for me to, like, you know, because that's what they had back in, you know, the 1800s and the early 1900s.
Really?
So, like, these.
So you literally mean cowboy
money. I literally mean cowboy money. Like, Wyatt Earp could have held any of the coins in my store.
Interesting. Okay. And what does the price range on those?
Those prices range from like $29 and up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
No. Like, I had a customer come in this morning to start a collection for their children, and that's what we went with. We went with those and some Barber half dollars, again, older money from like 1912, 1911. And I'm like, you know, well, you know, 1912 is when the Titanic sank.
Right.
So like you're literally looking and holding history.
Yes, I love that. And what about the holidays? So for specific Hanukkah or Christmas or certain dates, can you get coins with certain dates on it that make a difference?
We can do our, like at this time of the year, it'll be hard to like go, I won't say we can't do it, but we can look for things with certain dates on it for sure. But there, we have some all different dates.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if you're looking for that Hanukkah present or that Christmas present, definitely call and say, like, this is something specifically I'm looking for. Do you guys have it or can we put it together?
Okay. Are you able to order things too if, say, you don't have it in the in-house?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yes. It all is subjective to what it is. It's winding down to the end of the year. So I know a lot of the distributors that I reach out to, you know, we're all, you know, getting ready to do our inventory and we're inventorying stuff and we're selling things off. So everything is subjective at this point. So it's definitely good to call and check. So call us, you know, 850-473-1515 and talk to anybody who answers the phone and somebody will get an answer for
All
you.
Right. Well, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Stephanie Dawson with Emerald Coast Coins on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and she is our coin expert for sure. So if you have a question and you're thinking about a gift or maybe you have a coin, you've always wondered a little bit about it or where it came from, 850-437-1620.
Definitely. Yeah, call you. Ask questions today. I can answer the best I can over the radio.
So it's not just coins, though, that you deal with, too. You also deal with bills.
We do have currency.
Because I have $2 bills.
Yes, I deal with bills, not necessarily $2 bills, but I do deal with dollar bills from like the silver certificates.
Yes.
There were $2 bills that had the red stamp on them. So those were not backed by the federal government. So I call that like real money.
Okay.
So, you know, and then the larger bills, Confederate notes, obsolete notes. We have Bank of Pensacola notes in the store.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
That's interesting.
So I think we have a 10 and a couple of 20s for the Bank of Pensacola.
Okay, so Bank of what year?
Oh, gosh, you would maybe
decades, maybe.
In the 20s or 30s.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay.
My dad or my brother going to text me and be like, no, dummy. That's not the year.
Okay. Did have someone just texted in. They want to know, do you do appraisals on coins?
We do appraisals on coins. Pricing is subjective, so I definitely think you should call and talk. If you're just wanting to get an idea of how, like, what you have and how much they are, there's no cost to sit down and hang out with us and talk about your coins. There's no cost for that. If you need an appraisal for an estate or, like, the lawyers or anything like that, there is a cost involved because we have to type it up and there's all these other factors that go into it. But I would definitely call and, you know, get a price quote on that for sure. But, yeah, we totally do appraisals.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of coins, the John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I have that one of those, the quarter and or the silver dollar,
the
half dollar. I have
you were
going
to get there.
Yeah.
All right.
Eventually, yes. But what about also what I think is interesting is foreign money from across the pond, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because some of those don't exist anymore, like the lira.
Yep, they don't.
Now that the European Union has taken over.
Yep.
So what happens to the value of those kinds of things?
They're obsolete. You can't use them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it first transferred over to the euro, they had a certain amount of time to exchange those back in.
Right.
To get their value for it. That is well and gone.
Now, is there any value because they're not in the market anymore? Or is that going to take several years?
I would not say that they could ever, because just kind of like our quarters and dimes and stuff, like they made lots and lots of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for now, most shops buy them as like in bulk. So we buy it like by the pound and we sell it by the pound because they're still super cool to look at. That's still somebody else's history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even it was from the 90s, the 80s, or even, you know, earlier than that. Like I'll have a bucket full of those kind of coins.
Right, right.
From all over.
Well, I'm a penny saver from way back. So
yeah,
I'm sure
I get it.
Somewhere I've got that big jar that has the pennies
yes.
in it. Yes. That's an old family tradition there to toss those pennies in there.
That's it. I have a jar. I mean, everybody does. It has a jar of pennies.
Now, is there any truth? This is my dad used to say that there was a certain penny that actually had a great value.
So there is a penny from 1943.
That's the one. He was the World War II guy. So, yeah. Yes, that's the one.
It should. They are typically zinc or steel. They call them steel pennies. They pick up with a magnet.
So instead of going through them one by one, you could just hold a magnet over them?
Right. So those will be your typical 1943s.
Okay.
The better priced one is one that was accidentally stamped on a copper planchet. So those ones are rare. And I think the last one sold for like $285,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe again how I...
If you get a 1943 and it does not pick up with a magnet... come in and talk to us.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of fakes, and I have a good display of the fake ones in my store.
Interesting. Oh, so there are a lot of fakes.
Oh, gosh, yes. They're going to do anything they can to, they fake all the better dates.
I didn't know that.
I get calls about, there's a dollar called the Flowing Hair Dollar. I think she's like 1804. I get calls about her at least once or twice a week, and I'm like, she's probably not real. And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Well, you mentioned to me before, as we're talking about gifts, and we're seeing a lot of ads now on TV.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that, because I thought of you the other night. We came on late night television,
of
this
course.
Ad to buy coin. I thought, I don't know, this doesn't sound legit to me.
They're so scary. And that's why we always tell people, educate yourself and do your homework. Do your homework. They'll talk about, those ads will talk about, like, well, if you take any money out of your bank, they're going to want, any amount, they're going to question you. So you need to invest with us instead.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're trying to do. They're saying, don't take your money out, just invest with us. And then it's just a transfer of money. You don't have to do that. One, they usually charge you way more for the gold and silver that they're selling than any local place. I'm not just talking about...
Well, that's good to know.
I'm not just talking about us. There's, plenty of coin shops around anywhere that you can go and check and get prices and see that they're going to be really expensive. I had a customer that came in a few months ago that bought some when gold and silver, or gold was like in the $1,300 range.
Mm-hmm.
They barely broke even when gold right now is at $2,600, $2,700 because of an ad like that.
Oh, no.
They were like, well, this famous person was talking about it, so I thought it was okay.
No.
So, do your research, call and ask questions, that get prices from us and or whoever.
Well, I mean, it would make sense. If you see something that looks too good to be true,
it
they always say
is.
Be
yep.
careful. But you could write that number down, jot it down when what they were offering,
yeah.
maybe even call them, and then you could call Stephanie and find out, is this legit?
Exactly.
Are these prices in range? Is this actually a good deal or not? Because I'm just getting to know you. I know you would probably tell the truth.
I try my very best to keep as honest as possible, and I let everybody know, even if I can't give them the best deal, I'm like, look, I can't give you the best deal. Maybe try this instead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want somebody to make the most money and get the most bang for their buck, so to speak, as they can. Like, that's our goal.
So what's the thing that is the biggest, when you see those ads, because there's so many different varieties, and buy this coin now. I've seen a lot of those too, that a specific coin, and I'm thinking, what is that coin? I mean, they're weird. Like, they have weird thing insignias on them.
They will. One that will stick out is, they'll say, buy this gold buffalo.
Yes, something like that.
$20.
Yes,
and, you know,
those.
But what you don't see in the little fine prints, it's like 24 karat milliliter, like 1 milliliter or something like that. So it's just plated. And people are like, oh, I'm getting a gold coin for $20, but it's just a plated coin.
So really, that's not the value.
Really nothing. Nope. It's, and then when they get it, there's a big old copy stamp on it.
Okay.
And so they're like, oh.
Okay.
So they paid, $20-$30 for this token.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So in terms of gifts, so we talked a little bit about the silver eagles, but there are other things in your store, too, that you have. And we talked at one point about, I had gotten the collector things that you can do for quarters or those kind of for kids to get them started on a coin collection. Do you have things like that?
So we do have the old Whitman books
grew
up with,
that's what I'm thinking of.
So we have Whitman books in the store.
So I love that because I did that for a while.
Those, and we have them for the pennies, quarters, nickels, dimes, and some parents will come in and we'll just get a whole little thing together and get a bag full of change that goes with the books, so the kids have to then look through the bag and hit it with every correlating book.
I love that.
So that's also super
that's
exciting.
Great, 'cause even the coins to actually put in the book. Oh, I love that.
So you get the books and then you get some of the coins to go with it, and then they have to use their thinking skills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's keeps them inside. Or we have the red book that we still have in stock right now too, and that tells depending on the child's age or adult, it tells you about the coins and how much they could be and how many they minted. And that it talks about a little bit about errors in there too, mm-hmm. which is the greatest book I think we have for American coins.
Which book is that now?
It's called The Red Book.
The Red Book, okay.
Yep.
Because that was my next question is, if you wanted to research and get to be more coin savvy and yeah. learn what is good and what's not and all the different types of minting and that kind of thing.
That's the book.
That's the book, The Red Book.
I love that book.
Because there is a difference of where coins were minted as well, right?
Yep, they were minted... A long time ago, they were minted in, like, New Orleans, Carson City, Nevada, San Francisco, Denver, Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they're mostly just Denver, San Francisco.
Interesting. Okay. And then my other question to you is, we do live in a southern state.
We sure do.
So, Confederate money.
Yeah. So, we do have Confederate money. I mean, we're going to have the paper money. I don't think we don't have any Confederate coins. I haven't seen one in a long time. But we have the... plenty of Confederate money, and people are like, how do you have so much? It's not as uncommon as you think.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think it would be uncommon at this point, but.
Yeah. No, we still have, you know, something that everybody is interested in. There's not a person that comes in that's usually not interested in it and is put off by it. So.
Okay. Yeah. No, it just seems like, what are some of the most popular items that you have?
Morgan and Peace are our most popular items besides gold in general right now. Mm-hmm. I think those are our most popular items. Everybody loves those old dollars. They're
right?
just so cool when you start getting a little bag full and, you know, that's fun to jingle it around.
All right. We're talking to Stephanie Dotson. She is our coin expert from Emerald Coast Coins. Text in a question, 850-437-1620. And I know our expert will have an answer for you.
I will do my best. So, yeah, on the foreign coin stuff, my brother is the one who does most of the foreign coins. Like, I'm getting better. It's fine. But, you know.
What's probably one of the rarest or maybe most remote or eccentric kind of coin? I'm not trying to find the right word, but.
Coin
from foreign coins, I mean, or foreign countries, or
that's not a Stephanie question.
Okay.
I don't know. We get all kinds of different
certain countries,
yep.
maybe, and
all different kinds of stuff. Like, I couldn't tell you.
So, you have Europe, South Africa, Asia, China, they're all different currencies.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep, I've seen most of them. I feel like I've seen most of them, and there's probably so much I haven't seen.
Right.
When I say that, like, I've seen a lot, but there's probably still so much I haven't seen. Now, my brother, again, and I keep like boosting his little ego, but he's just a sponge and takes in all this information because Dad and I like forced it upon him.
But it's good. It's got specialists in different
That's
areas,
exactly.
which is really good. And one of the things too is that I mispronounce this, but numismaticism.
Numismatism.
Thank you. Numismatism.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit, because y'all are, I believe, licensed certified
yep,
in that, correct?
We are. So numismatism is just a collection of coins.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you couldn't have just said collection of coins?
No, we have to use fancy words.
Numismatism.
Just like a watch people have a very special word, too.
But there is a society, there are a group
there is
of people
a society.
That
yep,
actually...
That are just coin, like coin collectors. It's people who collect coins.
Now, do you all do shows as well? Because I hear of the coin shows.
Yes. So there is one in January that Dad goes to every year. It's called the Fun Show, the Florida United Numismatist or Numismatism Society.
Uh-huh.
That's down in Orlando. It is huge.
Interesting.
It's ginormous. It's in their civic center thing that they
right.
have down there. And probably in the 3 or 4 days that they're open, you could go around there and still probably not see everything. You could walk around there 3 or 4 times and still not see everything.
So it is open to the public.
Yes. It's so much. It's like $20 to park, but it's free to get in.
Right.
You know
right.
how, or, you know, any places when you go downtown, you have to pay to park anywhere.
Okay.
That place is so fun. Hopefully I'll get to go this year. We'll see. But Dad's for sure going.
What are the dates on that? Do you know?
They are.
Chance?
Let me look on my calendar.
Because that would be a fun
you.
Road trip.
I agree. It's going to be the 9th through the 12th of January.
Perfect.
Yes.
Right after the New Year's. It's a little cold up here.
Yes.
So you head south and take
Perfect.
A look at these. That'd be really neat.
Oh, my God. It's so much. And, like, you'll see at that place, you'll see some of the most expensive, like, coins that they just will put out for display
mm-hmm.
That, like, you never think you'd see again. Like that that 43 copper.
Right.
Or an error coin that was that's worth a lot, which you subjectively, but and I can't think of all the other things. Like, they had like $10,000 bills there, and
wow,
$5,000.
There's a $10,000 bill.
There used to be.
Oh my goodness.
So those were just for bank to bank transfers mostly. That wasn't
right.
something that an actual like person would have in their back pocket.
Wow, that's pretty. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go up the coins. So we have a $20 bill.
Yeah.
$50.
Yep.
100.
That's as high as we go today.
Really?
Yep.
There's not a $1,000 bill.
There used to be.
There used to be, right?
So we stop at the 100 today, but then there was 500.
There was a
1,000. Mm-hmm. 5,000, and then 10,000, I think. Yeah, that's how it went.
Interesting.
Isn't that so
crazy? Well, see, now
crazy.
I thought there were still, 500s left.
No. Nope.
For some reason, but.
No, I wish. That would be cool.
Yeah, I remember that. But.
Like, we have a $500 bill in our store right now, and I think it's like $1,600.
Really?
They're expensive.
No kidding. Okay. I want a $500 bill for Christmas, please.
Yes.
Not a
hippopotamus.
No. Thank you. No. No. Good one, Steph.
Thanks.
That was quick. All right. So your address, your hours,
yep.
and everything, because we just want to let people know that they can come in.
Yes.
They don't necessarily, they can buy, but they can just shop and look. It's kind of, to me, almost like a museum in a way.
That's the way I look at it, too. And Dad even has stuff from his metal detecting days that he has metal detected that people can just look at and see what he's picked up. There's other things in there that he didn't find that are still old and unique and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's like a little museum right in our store. So our hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We do buy jewelry. We didn't get that out there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. So we talked about the appraisals of coins, but you also appraise jewelry.
Yeah, we buy jewelry. So we buy it. We don't like give a written appraisal like if you went to like a jewelry store, because our prices are going to be based off of the gold weight. And if there are diamonds, the diamond sizes and stuff, which the diamond market is super soft right now because of those lab created diamonds that they have come out with.
Oh.
So that's hit the diamond market pretty hard on our end. So we buy the jewelry, gold and silver, as long as you get to our store before 4 o'clock, because we have to do paperwork for the police department. So we stay doing our job correctly, and we tell them you're a good citizen by doing this paperwork.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
So, but yeah, and we buy sterling flatware.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's a big one, because so many
one.
People don't use.
No,
every family
our grandparents,
used to.
Yeah, everybody's grandparents
had a silver collection.
That's it. So, and like now's the time that everybody's bringing it in, and they're like, okay, this is my last minute. I got a Christmas shop.
Right. That's right.
So, and you know, a little bit of gold, or you know, more so gold than silver, can add up pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with gold being over $2,600 and silver being at $31, gold's definitely going to bring you more money.
So with some of the jewelry that you get, do you resell that, or do you typically melt that down?
Typically send it off to the melters after our hold period, which is like 30, 31 days. We'll put out a little bit of silver like around this holiday season and like Valentine's, so we'll do that.
But if someone wanted to come and buy a gold bar.
Yeah, I have gold bars.
Okay.
I might have gold bars. I mostly have gold coins right now.
Gold coins, okay.
Definitely call and check.
Yeah, no, definitely call. Give that number out again.
Yeah, 850-473-1515.
We still got a little bit of time left. Yeah. So if you have a question for Stephanie, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pensacola's Expert Panel. I have Stephanie Dotson here with Emerald Coast Coins. We have covered a lot of ground this morning.
We did so good today. I'm
so
proud of us.
Well, it's the holidays. I want to get the word out.
I know, right? I feel like it's just great. Like this time of year, you know, we are in a drop off for the Joy Committee's Angel Tree.
Oh, good. Okay,
yes.
talk about that.
So
tell us about that.
Real quick, we are drop off for the Joy Committee's Angel Tree. So if you have toys that like they're still needing, they have over 100 kids that have not been picked yet. So you can go to the Joy Committee's website and check it out for them for sure, and pick out a kid. If you can't buy toys, they take cash donations also, or, you know, like through Venmo or whatever.
Right, right.
But you're more than welcome to come into our store. I actually have somebody who is with the Joy Committee that helps us out a few days a week. So, you know, come in and talk to us and let's help them out too.
Let's
get these kids presents.
That's great. It's always so good when a business gives back to the community.
Definitely.
And it's definitely a time of the year where there's people that are wanting. So
yes.
Anytime we can give back is great.
100%. That's
so
what we need to do.
Just need to come in the shop because you've got the tree.
That's it. We got the tree.
You got the tree. All right. So we're down to our last minute here. So
go ahead
and give all the info.
Yep. 850-473-1515. Our address is 1811 Creighton Road. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We do not take jewelry after 4 o'clock. Just give us a call if you have any questions, and I can answer it the best I can over the phone. I don't want you to make any special trips if you don't have to.
Okay. And then if they go to your website, there's a lot of information there
as well. There should be some information on our website. We have a Facebook page.
Yes.
I have a Facebook page. So definitely you can go to Facebook and send me messages as well. I don't always answer them right away because it is busy, but I will get to it. I promise.
All right. So great Christmas ideas and Hanukkah presents and all kinds of things you could do to make the holiday special. Stop by Emerald Coast Coins. I want to thank Stephanie Dawson for being here with me this morning. It's always a pleasure. You're always much fun
thank
to
you.
Talk about all these cool gift ideas and coins and history.
Definitely.
So again, that was Emerald Coast Coins. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to take a break and then we will be back right after the news with Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Woo-hoo.